we're locked into an agreement with the DPI, which is very clear and on the consultation process. Now, Wombat Forest Care have got a list of that process. I've got the work plan. It's outlined very clearly. And it started with contacting the Wombat Forest Care. That was agreed to by the DSC and the DPI, that was the way we were going to go ahead with this process. So Gail was, the first one to be informed. And I asked her, how would you like this process to, evolve? And to this day, we haven't sort of got a reply on that. So that was the start of the process. Now, if it was a larger, greater than 5 hectare work plan, then that process would have started a lot earlier because it would have gone through a planning approval process.
So there's two different types of consultation
Correct.
Process to go through, and
yep.
under 5 hectares, you
yep.
contact a local group involved. And when did you contact Gail from Wombat Forest Care?
About a month ago.
Okay. So
we've since had a DPI meeting. I can't give you the date. I haven't got it in front of me. Then it was the plan was tabled, the work plan, and the questions were asked. All those questions were asked, water quality, fencing. We agreed on, we didn't agree. We suggested this was our fence that we were going to put up. And I believe at the meeting they said there was no proposal, so...
Paul Ulrich, it doesn't give a lot of time, though, a month ago, and then the end of the contract is in 2 weeks. It's sort of a six-week period.
That's not the end of the contract at all. It's just that's a renewal of the licence, which has nothing to do with the work plan. Absolutely nothing. They're totally independent.
So what happens at the end of the renewal period if it isn't renewed?
Everything stops.
Okay.
But it will, there's no reason for it not to be renewed. There's some 10 or 15 mining licences in the Wombat currently, and none of them give the owners permission to mine anything. You must then accompany it with a work plan that must be approved. That's the process. I know it's a bit complicated, but just because there's a mining licence doesn't mean that person's allowed to mine. Okay?
But you are going to be clearing land and taking a bulk sample, which
yes.
requires digging, 20 metres, a 20-metre deep trench?
Correct. And it's not 500 metres long and it's not 100 metres wide. I'm aiming to do about a 2-hectare clearing. Hopefully we'll get our sample by then, and the pit will be about 40 metres wide by about 20 metres deep by about that 200 metres long. Hopefully we'll get a... As soon as we get a good enough sample, that's it. We fill it in and re-veg, no further work. It's a one-off sample.
Why are you taking the sample if you don't expect there to be a mine in due course?
Well, it's just part of the process. The first process is to drill. The second one is to take a bulk sample. Now, should those grades be acceptable, then we can go back to the drawing board. And it's all hypothetical, but... Let's just say any company can go in and on a mining lease or on any land there and apply for a mining licence of much greater than 5 hectares. 5 hectares is tiny, so it's not even big enough for a mine. So we would then reapply, right, for a mine, and that would have a much more detailed consultation process, EISs, water quality, whole lot of discharge, water discharge licences, the whole bit.
Paul Ulrich, can I, just a hypothetical here, say, for example, you were to do this bulk sample and it was to prove that there would be a viable mining option in that area.
Yep.
We know that representatives of Wombat Forest Care, and we know from the size of the meeting on the weekend that any kind of mine in that area would be vigorously opposed by locals. Are they not just saving you a little bit of money, letting you know early on before the bulk sample's taken, before all this money is spent?
Look, I've had reports of that meeting, and it's a pity they didn't invite us or the DPI to attend. I mean, the information was extremely one-sided and, in most cases, highly inaccurate. So what they're doing is they're employing the emotions and getting people really emotionally upset unnecessarily. There's many people who are really upset now, unduly. They shouldn't be upset. We're not here to upset anyone. That's a real tragedy.
Would you like the minister to step in on this?
We've got a... I don't think there's any choice in that. I think the process has now gone to a point where I'm sure the minister will be, you know, asking various departments to make comment on it.
Indeed. Thank you for calling in this morning, Paul.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Paul Ulrich is a representative of Fortitude Mining.